Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguist team. If you want to practice and improve your English, go to our website, linguistov.ru. And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru. I'm so tired of talking.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
I don't really have much to tell you, except that I've been really sick all this month with conjunctivitis, which is a terrible, terrible thing.
Oh, tell me about it. Tell me about your experience. I'm sure it will be useful.
The medical section of
That's right, yes.
we normally talk about mental problems, but today we will talk about eye problems.
Yes.
And our special guest today is conjunctivitis, a highly contagious disease, which I was contaminated with when I visited the eye doctor. I freaked out when I woke up the following morning and I saw, you know, my eyes were like vampires, really red. I freaked out. I was like, oh my god, I'm going blind, or I was infected with some extraterrestrial virus. And I desperately needed Mulder and Scully, or at least Dr. House, to examine me and to find out what was wrong with me. This all terrible thing lasted for almost a month, and I visited more than a dozen of doctors, and they all kept on telling me that it's conjunctivitis. But I never believed them. And I was like, why doesn't it go away? Now I feel fantastic, but I transmitted this disease to my mom. So now my mom...
It's still alive.
It's still alive. So anyway, for those of you who have never had conjunctivitis, just I want to warn you, do not visit the eye clinic if it is not really necessary. And if you do, just take a bottle of hand sanitizer with you and make sure you sanitize everything.
Every
piece of equipment before they are examining your eyes, because it's really bad.
Give me the address of this clinic.
Oh, just in case you have an enemy, you can... So do we have any news today? I know we do.
The funniest one is the first
one. Okay, stop laughing. You have
to. All right. Oh, I'm building up the expectations. So anyway, a penis collector arrested for keeping jars full of dead men's dicks. A Croatian man, now known as a penis collector, has been arrested for allegedly abusing his position as a hospital nurse to amass a large collection of human dicks taken from the bodies of dead patients.
Well, at least they were dead. You are supposed to be operated, and you are a man, and then you're operated on, and you wake up, and you have no dick. Somebody just collected it. So at least they were dead. I mean, what difference did it make to...
Yeah, let's look at the bright side, yeah?
Let's look at the bright side.
He was 52 years old.
And it was a he, yeah?
Do you think it would have been better?
Well, maybe if it was a woman, that would be understandable.
Yeah.
Maybe
kind of a fetish, yeah?
She used them for some kind of practical purpose.
Practical purpose! Oh, yeah, right, okay.
Well, why?
Got it.
But men can do that for practical purposes too.
Yeah, let's not discriminate.
Anyway, did he explain the reason why he collected?
No, he didn't. I couldn't find any information about this.
Let's
speculate here.
So what's your version?
The first version is the practical purpose, both for men and women. Secondly, it can be some kind of a ritual. Maybe he was...
In Thailand, you know, they actually have a lot of penises. They have penis caves. I visited some caves where they have statues of penises virtually everywhere. They just worship this part of the body as the beginning of life. Mm-hmm. So it's not very porn-like. It just looks fun. I mean, you look everywhere and you see a lot of penises of different and the children taking pictures with them and the dogs.
That's nice.
It is just the manifestation of the beginning of life, something like that for Thai people. So maybe he from Thailand wanted to worship this thing. Okay, I agree. What else?
Since I have finished all the books about Dr. Lecter,
okay,
the second.
I like the beginning.
Or rather, the third version is that it is for cooking.
The penis.
Yeah. Well, you know, people use.
Like hot dogs.
Exactly! Oh, goodness gracious! I have this picture in my head.
Well, so do I.
I think it will take a long time to get rid of it.
Would you like a hot dog, sir? Okay, I love it. That's my favorite one.
Maybe it's like in Fight Club, you know, because they sabotaged the restaurants. Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe that was the reason.
Maybe he was a hot dog man, and that's how he had fun.
Probably. What else?
Our third speculation is that the guy was a hot dog man who had fun at work.
Yeah,
I love it. And maybe he manufactured the artificial dicks. And he needed some models. But anyway, I don't think that he should have been arrested. He's done nothing wrong. They were dead. I wonder how many dicks he had.
A lot of them.
Hundreds? Yeah, and how he kept them in shape.
Oh, it says in his apartment, police found a few glass jars full of penises preserved in formaldehyde.
Oh, see? They are preserved.
Yeah.
Just like
pickled penises. Pickles? Pickled penises.
Okay, but yeah, well, the guy is great. I like him.
You know, 5 points for originality.
When I was a teenager, I collected movies with Leonardo DiCaprio and movies with Angelina Jolie. I have like a whole collection of movies. And you know what? I recently posted ad in Avito. I'm ready to give away all the DVDs I had. Nobody so far. Nobody wants Angelina Jolie and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Justin Bieber.
How you watched it? Who the fuck is Bieber? The interview with John Osborne. I don't think I collect anything right now. At least I'm not aware of it. Maybe my body collects some bacteria. Some useful, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Bacteria. But as for me, no.
I'm not collecting anything. At least not penises.
Well, I guess if I were collecting something, I would collect something extraordinary. Maybe not penises, but maybe something like trams.
Trams?
Trams.
In your backyard?
My backyard, yeah. I like trams.
Man in a penguin suit stole beer. Cops in the UK are looking to put a petty thief on ice after he allegedly walked out of a convenience store with 10 cans of beer. And he was dressed in a penguin onesie at the time of the alleged crime. He was also captured on security video and shared with local media. And he's described as a white male in his 20s.
So how did they see the white male in his 20s?
It is clear that he's wearing a penguin suit.
But it is not clear who is wearing a penguin suit.
Yeah.
But the man in his 20s.
Maybe they just thought, out of all people who would wear a penguin suit.
That would be a white man
yeah.
in his 20s. It's quite convenient to wear a penguin suit if you want to steal something, if you want to shoplift. You can put the beer in your suit because it's pretty loose, I suppose.
Yeah.
And walk away in that funny penguin walk. And nobody can actually even get angry with you because you are wearing a penguin suit.
Oh, what? That's perfect crime, actually.
Yeah, I think I would wear a penguin suit every day if I had one. Just on a regular basis. I can imagine my neighbor's face. I open my door, take the trash out wearing a penguin suit. I guess that would be so nice. Actually, that's my dream now. I want a penguin suit. I'll tell my mom. You know, my mom likes doing things. She can sew one for me. Mm-hmm. What suit would you wear?
Maybe a panda.
That's nice. Yeah, you look like a panda.
Do I?
Well, I mean, I mean, you don't have a black eye, but you're learning Chinese and right. So pandas are somehow connected to China. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I have this picture in my head that panda would suit you, definitely.
Are they the ones who get high?
Well, I think it's koalas. Well, they look like they're high. Pandas don't look like they're high. Koalas look like they're high. They're like, what? As a near doodle, I'm qualified to drive, you know? What?
What do pandas eat?
Leaves, I think.
Are they vegetarian?
Well, they are definitely vegetarians. And they are not even bears.
Are they? Who are they, though?
They're pandas.
Can you imagine if instead of the planet of apes...
There would be the planet of pandas?
Yeah.
I think it would be a very kind planet.
Or even better with koalas.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think animals are much smarter than we are.
It's in true.
Terms of yeah. behavior, social living, mm-hmm. everything. They know what they're doing.
That's what I think when my cat is actually looking at me.
Well, your cat is looking at you thinking, oh my God. How many times do I have to teach you?
I think he's a more superior species than I am.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Who has a pet? You or him?
The U.S. Justice Department said an Oregon woman pleaded guilty in May to starting a wildfire on the Warm Springs Indian Reservation last year because her firefighter friends were bored and needed work.
Fantastic. Yeah.
How could it go wrong? Yes.
High five to them.
Yeah. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Portland says 23-year-old woman tossed a small firework from a car in July 2013 into the roadside bush. The fire spread to about 80 square miles cost nearly $8 million to fight.
I love it. I think I would do something like that for our police.
They like wild cannabis.
So you remember?
Probably we have to plant more.
They don't care about drunkards who die.
No,
next
no
door.
One cares.
They care about other types of crimes that happen in our life.
Mm-hmm.
But what drives them mad is wild cannabis. They just can't stand it. No way. They need to eliminate it as soon as possible.
With their own hands?
With their own hands, of course. We have now doodles for every situation in our life.
I suppose so, yeah.
Just give me any situation, I'll give you a doodle.
How many of them do we have?
We can have a contest like that, by the way. Who do you think is bored in Russia? Firefighters? Police is bored.
Road police.
I would give something creative them to do.
For example?
Like, create a future uniform.
Oh, okay.
Design a future uniform.
Yeah, I think that they have a lot of potential there.
And they will be spending time usefully designing, mm-hmm. consulting mm-hmm. each other how the policeman's uniform should look like. So they will be more creative. I think people lack creativity today.
I think so. Yeah.
I would give them something like that to do.
And, you know, I read it somewhere that people usually quit their jobs because of lack of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would keep them... in their position.
Focused and in, that would keep them in their position. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And especially office workers, their job in most cases is not creative at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just routine, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And
I think they suffer a lot. I suffered a lot when I worked in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So I would give them something creative. The idea is to give something really stupid. Not something useful, yeah. Not something for the company, but something really stupid, like Now you are a penguin today. Penguin suit, but you have to act like you are a penguin.
And make it look like you're a real penguin. And they probably give points.
Yep.
For the best impersonation.
Yep. So the rest of the employees would estimate how well you act like a penguin.
Exactly. And before the start, they would do a research.
Yeah, how the penguins behave,
that's
how
right.
they act, how they communicate with customers. And I think that would be so much fun. And yeah. the business would go up, surely.
If people know that there is a penguin in your office...
They would love to meet the penguin. They would love to be introduced to the penguin.
Yeah, that's right.
So the customer comes and like, can I be served by a penguin, please?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like pandas. I already had a panda last time. Just an example, or I don't know. I don't like wolves. I'm allergic to dogs.
Yeah.
Can I have a panda, please?
Yeah.
So that would be so nice.
It's true.
People lack creativity, yeah. definitely. Mm-hmm.
I think that we have to do something similar.
I think we have to take some drastic measures.
Maybe we should give lessons in the costume of a
panda.
Of a panda.
If you have a lesson if you have a video lesson, well, that would be great. But
well, an audio lesson, I don't think.
If you have an audio lesson, well, that would be a bit complicated. Are you there, Landish? Are you there, Landish? I'm a panda today, and you know, pandas sleep a lot. Well, that would be nice. Maybe not with lessons anyway. Maybe that wouldn't work that well. Mm-hmm. But in customer service, in shops, in restaurants, mm-hmm. in offices, that is such a great idea.
Okay, so then, do we have anything to advertise?
Well, we do. We have.
You probably missed this part.
We have our lessons to advertise.
Yeah, okay.
And now we are international.
Yep.
Mostly thanks to you. And cool. And we now work with other countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, linguistive.com.
Yeah. Well, now we have linguistive.com as well.
Yeah, you are very welcome to visit us and... especially if you're a fan of doodles, it will be easier for you to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to improve your English, you can order a trial lesson on linguistive.com. And if you're Russian, you can go to linguistive.ru and you will find a lot of all kinds of information, useful information for learning English.
Yep. And don't forget that now we have a Japanese teacher.
Mm-hmm, no,
who's
no.
Who's a native. And if you want to order lessons of Japanese, also you're welcome. Please leave.
She's great. She's very sweet.
Oh, she's very sweet. Yeah, she's fantastic.
She's very Japanese.
It's true.
Go to our website. Mm-hmm. Check us on Facebook and vk.com. And thank you for listening.
Yeah.
We'll talk next week.
Talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.